The state website had been unavailable at various times early Thursday. During the Families USA teleconference, the group's executive director, Ron Pollack, went to bat for Obamacare, defending the long enrollment period and what many frustrated users have found to be a tedious enrollment process.
Even though there have been significant problems with respect to the website, significant activities are taking place that I think ultimately will make enrollment successful.
Elizabeth Benjamin, Vice President of Health Initiatives for the Community Service Society of New York, was one of the official navigators on the call. She says they're fielding around 578 calls a week, and 88% are people looking to set up an appointment with an enrollment counselor.
I would say things are going gangbusters here in New York. We're really excited. And, bring it on. We're going to enroll some people into coverage.
Benjamin says she's proud to be a navigator and shared a story about one New Yorker she assisted, a home care worker from the Bronx who earns minimum wage.
She will now be getting health insurance coverage for $77 a month. If she had tried to buy coverage on the open market in 2013, she would have been asked to pay $1,000 a month.
Technical issues with the federal ACA website are being overshadowed by security issues. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius admitted Wednesday that healthcare.gov has not yet obtained a permanent site certificate, essentially a security voucher. Damian Fontanella, General Counsel, Office of the Healthcare Advocate in Connecticut, acknowledged on the call that there were 5 failed hacking attempts against the Connecticut system.
They notified the NSA for additional security purposes. All of those attempts were unsuccessful, and our security protocols have been vetted at all levels, including from the federal level. So they appear to be working to safeguard this information.
Elizabeth Benjamin says New York should be commended for its commitment to helping make Obamacare accessible.
New York has the 4th most uninsured number of uninsured people, non-elderly uninsured, in the country, and Ohio is ranked 8th for uninsured. New York's uninsured population is around 2.3 million, 2.6 million, depending on which census year you're using. Ohio is around 1.5 million. New York's spending $29 million a year on its Navigator program. The federal government's spending around $2 million in Ohio. New York is therefore outspending Ohio on an order of 10 to 1. We are so lucky to be in New York and have such a robust Navigator program.
Federal officials promise all healthcare.gov website sign-up glitches will be fixed by the end of November. In fairness, Time magazine reports that Families USA received a $1 million grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to disseminate pro-Obamacare stories. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.